play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Courtright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull. And now in Galesburg, too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. And by MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
We'll send it down to the floor to David Renfro, the PA announcer here for the Lincoln Community High School Rail Splitters.
Tonight's contest with an overall record of 4-3 and coached by Evan Massey. A 5'7" junior, number 3, Kelsey Legg. A 5'7" junior, number 22, Andrea Sampson. A 5'9" junior, number 32, Chloe McCarthy. A 6-foot senior, number 50, Yvonne Mixon. And a 6-foot senior, number 52, Emily Miner. Your Lady Railers are coached by Taylor Richmond. They enter tonight's game with a record of 6-1 overall. For Lincoln, a 5-foot-7 senior, number 2, Morgan Lolling. A 5-foot-8 senior, number 5, Kaylin Froby. A 5'7 senior, number 14, Kennedy Lolling. A 5'10 senior, number 25, Emery Weber. And a 5'7 junior, number 33, Emma Konchek. The officials for tonight's game, Brad Leininger, Ray Donald, and Doug Simmons. They are.
Thank you, David Renfro, for the starting lineups there. And now we're getting set as the Streaks come out in their black road jerseys with the four silver and white stripes on the sides, silver numbers with white piping and a silver top to the back of the jersey. Tom would be disappointed to know that Lincoln's come out in the same jerseys, only in their green, red, and white. Tom had remarked at the last game that it was nice to see finally some other teams switching up the jersey style, but both teams wearing those Nike jerseys. And into the center circle, it'll be Emery Weber jumping against Emily Miner. Streaks will be going left to right on your radio dial, Lincoln right to left. Tip is won by the Streaks and controlled by Kelsey Legg in the backcourt. She's going to bring it across the center court line. The Railers pick up in their 1-2-2 zone. Streaks survey as they go into the near side corner. Now swing it back out. Kelsey around the top to Chloe McCarthy. She gives it back, nearly stolen away there by Kennedy Lolling, but the Streaks get it back. Chloe has it now on the far side wing. She dribbles up top. Going to the baseline to Andrea Sampson with the pass to Kelsey Legg. She switches places, dribbles up top. Now she's going to go down the middle of the defense, a little contact, no call. Back out to Kelsey Legg on the wing for three. It's too long, but rebounded by Chloe McCarthy. Chloe kicks it out to Andrea Sampson. She puts up a two. That one is no good as well. She gets her own rebound, and the Streaks continue to work at the top, and now we're going to get a turnover as Kelsey Legg gets called for the travel. So right away, the Streaks try to attack the exterior of the zone. Unfortunately, they're unsuccessful and ultimately turn the ball over. The Railers come back, and now it's Kaylin Froby handling the ball. The senior gives it up to Morgan Lolling, who goes near side wing to Kennedy Lolling, and then they work it back the other way, back to Morgan Lolling on the far side wing. She gets it inside free throw line to Kaylin Froby, but she turns it over, and it's caught and stolen away by Kelsey Legg. Streaks come back the other way. They're going to deliberately set it up. Now they try to push the ball into Emily Miner. She loses the handle, and that's a turnover on the Streaks. 2-1 is the turnover count. We still have no score here in the early going, a minute and a half into this ball game. three up, and that one's good. A three-pointer from Emily Konchik with the three, and she breaks the scoring open. Now, Streaks inbound the ball against the press from the Railers. They push it up, but this one almost nearly turned over, but Emery Weber was not able to keep that one in bounds. Streaks now got an inbound in the corner for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why they didn't let him inbound on the baseline, but surveying the field with Chloe McCarthy. It's going to come back into the corner, though, to Andrea Sampson on the pass from Kelsey Legg. Andrea working against the 1-2-2. Streaks trail this one 3-0. And now Andrea with a three up, and that one is long as well. And rebound is tracked down, the defensive rebound by Kaylin Froby. So Streaks still looking for their first bucket after about 2 minutes of play. Long three put up by Kaylin Froby, and that one's good. And all of a sudden, the Streaks find themselves in a 6-0 hole. Railers set up the 1-2-2 press. Streaks just looking it over at this point. They're methodically working it across and finally get it pass into Kelsey Legg, but it's stolen away. And back the other way come the Railers. They're going to go inside with the ball to Weber. She turns it over, and the Streaks get the ball going back the other way. Pass ahead by Legg to McCarthy under the basket, and two for Emily Meinert. Good passing by the Streaks. They work the ball up and go from the far side over to the near side block where Emily Meinert was wide open. A good pass there by Chloe McCarthy. Streaks trail this one 6-2, 5:14 left to go here in the opening stanza. On the far side wing, ball skipped across. This one's picked up. Now come back to the middle of the floor as Kennedy Lowling. She goes to the far side corner, and we're going to get a push. This is going to go against Emily Meinert. That'll be the first foul of the game for either squad. And it should be a baseline inbounds, and it will be for the Railers. So both teams still showing their starters out on the ball, all out on the court. Looking to get in, the Railers finally get the ball in and work it over to Kaylin Froby. She puts up the 18-footer. That one's no good. Rebound comes down to Yvonne Mixon. She gets the defensive rebound, and they're saying she stepped on the end line. So just like that, the Streaks turned it back over, their fourth turnover already this first quarter. And one of the keys to this game was going to have to be limiting turnovers, and the Streaks are not doing a very good job of that here in the beginning part of this game. We're just over 3 minutes in, 4:55 left to go here in the first, and the Streaks already have four turnovers. Jumper up, and that one's no good. That one's off by Morgan Lolling. Rebound comes down to Emily Meinert. And the ball gets kicked away from behind, and Kelsey Legg loses it on the turnover. Coming back down the other way is two for Morgan Lolling as she went up against Emily Meinert, and she was not able to, or she was able to convert that one. It's 8-2 Lincoln in the early going. Well, in all Galesburg road games, the Streaks are provided vehicle transportation by Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And right now, Galesburg Nissan has a huge savings going on the remaining 2017s and 2018s that are already arriving daily. Save $10,000 on the Titan full-size truck and $7,000 on the Murano. 0% financing available on most models. Year-end clearance is on at Galesburg Nissan. Again, Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. So 4:37 left to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks trail 8-2. The turnovers have been the story yet again for the Streaks. Five turnovers already in this one. Only 2 points. Not a good ratio for the Silver Streaks as they work the ball up, break the press that time from the Railers. But Yvonne was able to skip it across. Now the ball tries to go inside. Andrea tried to go inside Yvonne Mixon, but the Streaks turn it over again. And the Streaks were able to get a trap on the down here in the corner on the far side, but it ends up going off when the Streak defenders and out of bounds, and the Railers will control. Streaks will pick them up in a man-to-man. We have not really seen the Streak press just yet. Bring in across is number 5, Kaylin Froby, against Andrea Sampson. She gives it up, and now we're going to get a travel called against Morgan Lolling. The senior traveled on the far side of the floor. Three turnovers now for the Lincoln Railers against the Streak 6. Streaks will inbound on the far sideline down in the far side corner. They have to bring it pretty much length of the floor against the 1-2-2 press. Andrea's got it. She brings it near side. Trap is set, and she kicks it back out and throws it out of bounds. Just a bad pass right there by Andrea Sampson. Rushed the pass to Kelsey Legg and just kind of threw it without having a target in mind. And now into the game, Megan Lingenfalter for the Streaks. Andrea Sampson sits down. Deja Range up off the bench, and she'll get Emily Meinert. And Emily's going to take a quick break here as well. Streaks back in the man-to-man. Inbounding on the far side baseline are the Railers. Ball comes into Kaylin Frobie. She's got it on the far wing. That ball almost stolen. Now it is stolen by Deja Range. Good steal by Deja. Now we're going to get a double dribble called against Kelsey Legg. And that's going to be the Streaks' eighth turnover now. Now coming into the game, number 32, Leah Schneider in for Emery Weber. It's Emery. She keeps throwing me off. I keep wanting to say Emily Weber. Ball comes in near side, now down to the corner for Lincoln. It's now in the hands of Frobie on the near side wing. She kicks it over, and ball's going to go get it inside to Schneider. She does not handle it cleanly. Has to kick it back out. Working on the wing on the far side is Kenny Lolling. She drives in, throws the ball to no one, and that ball is going to, no, it won't be saved in. Is a nice attempt by Frobie, but she was not able to turn that, save that one in. Now coming in for the Streaks, Lauren Campbell. She comes in, and back into the game is Emily Meinert, replacing Yvonne Mixon. Out of the game is Chloe McCarthy for Lauren Campbell. Streaks going to bring it about three-quarters of the court against this 1-2-2, and Lincoln did not do a good job of setting their defense up, and the Streaks able to easily break it. Now Campbell for the three, far side wing. That one's off the mark. Emily Meinert down with the offensive rebound. Kicks it over to Megan Lingenfelter. She is not able to convert, but this ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be an offensive rebound as the Streaks are going to get the ball here as Megan missed that shot. But a nice job working in the boards right there by Emily Meinert. Streaks inbound under the baseline. It's Lauren Campbell for three. That one's just short as well, and the rebound comes down to Emma Konchik for Lincoln. And back the other way, we got three in the corner. That one's no good from Frobie. Rebound comes down to Konchik, and I think she's traveled. Yes, she did. She got the offensive rebound but was not able to do anything with it. Frobie missing on that three. Konchik getting the rebound. Into the game for the Streaks now. Andrea Sampson back in the game. Kelsey Legg will take a seat. So the Streaks right now have Lingenfelter, Sampson, Campbell, Meinert, and Deja Range. It's ball thrown and tipped up, and Emily's going to ultimately come down with it. She brings it into the near side corner. She gets trapped up just in front of our broadcast position. We're up in the balcony on the bench side of the court. Andrea Sampson now drives baseline. She kicks it back up top to Megan Lingenfelter. She brings it against the defense, gets it to Lauren, who skips it across to Andrea. She thought about the three and does not pull the trigger. Andrea finds the ball back in her hands on the near side wing, and the Streaks just content to right now work some offense. Now it's the three from the baseline, from the near baseline by Andrea Sampson. That one's up and good, and the Streaks have gotten the deficit now down to 8-5. 2:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Good job by Andrea. She kept spotting up. She was looking for her shot, was ready to shoot the ball, and when the ball finally got there, where she felt good about taking a shot, she did. And here's inside. Nice strong move by Leah Schneider, the sophomore, against Deja Range. Able to get that one to fall 10-5. Streaks trail by five with 2:04 left to go here in the opening quarter. Streaks bring it across. They are able to break the press. Oh, nope. And then they get it across the timeline, and then Andrea lost the ball. 9 turnovers for the Streaks now. Kelsey Legg and Yvonne Mixon back in. Out is Megan Lingenfelter in Deja Range. The Railers will bring the ball back the other way. So far, the turnovers are a story for the Streaks. 9 turnovers for the Streaks, only 5 points so far. And Lincoln taking advantage of that. It hasn't really been an issue necessarily. The shooting just yet, the Streaks aren't shooting great, but they haven't gotten a lot of shots up. That ball kicked away, and I don't like that call because they're going to call the kick. They tried to throw that ball down to Emily, and I don't think she tried to actively kick it. I think it went off her leg, and my understanding of the rule is you have to actively try to kick it. Otherwise, it's just like any other deflected basketball. But it's going to go baseline, and the throw pass is thrown away. Steal by Andrea Sampson. She's going to bring it back down the other way. She gets in the middle lane. Shot is up. That one is no good, and the ball comes down. Frobie with the rebound. So a good attempt right there by Andrea. Just was not able to get it to fall. And Frobie takes it all the way down the other way, and she gets two herself, and it's 12-5, and Frobie now with 5 points in this game. Streaks against the press again. Andrea gets trapped up at half court, but able to break it off the dribble all by her lonesome. And she gets the ball over to Lauren Campbell for three. That one just misses, and rebound comes down. And a tie-up between Frobie and Campbell, and this is going to go the other way. Unfortunately, Lauren's had some good looks at the basketball. At the basket, just has not been able to get them to fall so far. So here comes Lincoln, bring it to length of four. 108 left to go, and the timekeeper a little slow getting the clock started again, but now we're going to get it ticking as we're right at 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 12-5, shot up, and that one is good by Morgan Kennedy-Lawling, excuse me, her sister. 14-5, Lincoln with the lead. Streaks break the press across half court now. Andrea with the basketball again. She's looking at staring down the trap, but then Lincoln backs it off, and now she's going to get it up top to Kelsey Legg over to Lauren Campbell on the far wing. Back up top. Streaks worked the ball down in the corner. Andrea's got a look, but could not spot up for that three, and now a mishandled pass by Kelsey Legg, nearly an over and back, but she's able to recover, get it to Lauren. Lauren skips it across the near baseline to Andrea Sampson. Now she steps on the end line. I don't know how there wasn't a foul there. Is Leah Schneider all over her? If she was riding her any harder, she would need a saddle. Megan Lingenfelter into the game, and Lauren Campbell and Andrea Sampson sit down. Chloe McCarthy also back into the game for the Silver Streaks. 24.9 left to go here in the first quarter. Streaks trail 14-5. Lincoln brings it back the length of the court, just taking their time. They're going to let some clock run here as they work the ball the other way. And now we get a mishandled ball, almost mishandled, but Leah Schneider able to get it back. And Lincoln working it across, around the top, 7, 6, 5, 4. They have the tall ball at the top. Froby with the ball now, 1. She stepped back, 3, no good. That one misses wide. And after one quarter of play, it's Lincoln 14, Silver Streaks 5. You're listening to Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
At first, you thought it was a fluke. Driving home one night, you noticed things were a little blurry. All the lights coming towards you seemed to have halos around them, and you felt like you just couldn't see. When you got home, you Googled it, and everything pointed to night blindness. But you can't not go places at night. That's just not an option.
What is an option is making an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care. The doctors at Kehoe Eye Care have the technology and expertise to determine why your night vision is poor and the treatment options to get you safely back on the road. Call today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth. GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
Start your day with the WGIL Morning Brief.
Read local news headlines on your desktop or mobile device. It's free.
Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Streaks with the ball to start the second quarter. Streaks trail this one 14-5. Turnovers, the story of that first quarter. 10 turnovers for the Silver Streaks as they work the ball here on the near side. Down in the corner goes to Chloe McCarthy. She kicks it back up top. Megan Lingenfelter with the basketball. She goes around the horn all the way down to Chloe McCarthy in the corner. Back around the other way, Megan Lingenfelter on the near side wing. Streaks is rotating this one around the top so far. Now Kelsey Legg dives to the basket off the dribble. Her shot up, no good, but she got fouled. And the foul is going to come against Emery Weber. That's the first foul on Lincoln. We only actually had one foul in that first quarter, and it was against Emily Miner. So to the stripe, is Kelsey Legg. As this will be the first free throws of the game for either team. First shot up, and that one is good. Kelsey Legg gets on the board, and she's got the Streaks within 14-6 now. 7:33 left to go in the first half. Kelsey surveys the second one. A quiet gym here in Lincoln. Not a whole lot of people today, much of anything. And that one, second one up and good, 14-7. A modest crowd here as well. It's a kind of a long trip for Streak fans, especially with the later start at 7:30. Streaks come out in the man-to-man press, and they get the trap set, but unfortunately Lincoln able to easily break it. They get the Froby to go down the other way. Her short jumper from the short post is up and good, and she's got seven now, and it's 16-7. The lead for the Lincoln Railers. Ball Streaks break the press now. We're going to get an offensive foul, turnover on Emily Miner as she pushed off trying to go to the hole. And I will tell you, Emily has that stiff arm move. That one was just a flop. She put that arm out there, but she did not extend it like she was accused of. We've seen it a few times this year where she's been guilty of that. I don't think that was one of them. Streaks set up in the man-to-man as Railers come back the other way. It's Froby with the basketball. She goes near far side wing, and then they swing it inside to Schneider. The ball's loose. Streaks pick it up. It's Chloe McCarthy with the steal this time. It's 8 turnovers now for the Railers. Streaks kick it up ahead, and Megan Lingenfelter, nice pass inside to Yvonne Mixon. She misses the ball, misses the shot, but Megan Lingenfelter with the offensive board. Streaks are going to reset against the 1-2-2. Ball's in the corner to Emily Miner. Now the Streaks working it around for the 3 in the corner for Megan Lingenfelter. Shot is up, and now we're going to get an offensive foul on Emily Miner for an illegal pick, and that's 3 now on Emily, and that's 2 straight possessions in which she's got called for an offensive foul. So not good for the Silver Streaks as Emily Miner probably done for the rest of the half. Into the game is Deja Rain. She replaces Emily, and that's I didn't see it, but the Streaks were setting that up, and unfortunately for the Streaks, Tom and I have talked about this before, they've got to do a better job of rubbing off the pick from Emily Meinert, and right there, all she had to do is pick the zone, so I don't know if she moved right when she was setting that or what the story is, but the unfortunate story is she's on the bench now. The Railers work the ball on the inside, shot up, and that one's blocked by Yvonne Mixon, rebound down to Deja Range. As that Streaks push it ahead, and now it's Chloe McCarthy. She misses the shot, but she's going to get fouled. This foul is going to go against Morgan Lawling. Down at the other end, it was Leah Schneider with the missed shot. First free throw up, and that one is no good. That was long for Chloe. She's going to eye the second one. This one up, and that one's no good. But the rebound down to Yvonne Mixon, and she is able to convert it for 2. So a big rebound basket right there by Yvonne to give the Streaks a little bit of life here. 16-9, they trail now. 5:51 left to go in the first half. Lincoln working it around the exterior. They get it to the high post. Now far side wing. It's in the hands of Morgan Lawling. She goes inside to the cutter, back out to Morgan Lawling now. And she skips it across to Konchik. Konchik drives in. That shot up and good. Konchik now with 5 points, and it's 18-9. Ball's thrown down deep, and Chloe McCarthy gets it again on the long pass, and she puts it up and in. So just like that, Streaks get it right back, 18-11. Nice job by Streaks to push that ball ahead, and nice job by Chloe McCarthy to convert there. She did have defensive pressure in her face, but she was able to hold up and get the shot up and good over Morgan Lawling. Pass inside, and this one's going to be a turnover by the Railers. Streaks get the ball back on the 9th turnover of the evening for the Lincoln Railers. Out of the game, Leah Schneider into the game, Emery Weber for Lincoln. Streaks bring it against the 1-2-2 now. On the 1-2-2 press by Lincoln, they do not guard the inbounds ball, the inbounder. And now we're going to get a turnover as pass goes to Yvonne Mixon, and she was zapped on the sideline. And now 13 turnovers here in the first half for the Streaks. And all of a sudden, we have no clock up at all. And I guess we're going to play, even though there's no clock and no score. Still nothing. And now we're going to get an official's timeout as we still have no clock or score. And they were finally alerted to the issue. And into the game, Andrea Sampson's going to come back in for the Silver Streaks. There we go. They've got the clock situation fixed. And the question is Andrea allowed to come into the game? It was an official's timeout. And still no sign. Yes, she's going to be allowed to come in. Kelsey Legg will depart. And Lincoln will inbound from the just in front of their, just shy of being in front of their bench here on the far side of the floor. Bring it across the timeline. It's Kaylin Froby. She's going to take her time. Streaks in the man-to-man again. They have a video board here. Streaks are added one at Thiel. It's up. Just my understanding, it was supposed to be working after our game on Thursday. That ball turned over, and the Streaks are going to bring it back the other way. It's Yvonne Mixon picking it up, and now she's going to slow it up and get it to Chloe as the 10th turnover for Lincoln. Streaks work the ball around the top of the key. Now Andrea Sampson takes contact. No foul and a turnover as we go back the other way. Froby with the basketball. She then gives it up to Morgan Lawling. Lawling shot up and good. I don't know how there was no foul call there. 20-11, and Streaks work it back the other way against the press. Now Chloe taking her time. She's going to skip it across to Andrea. Andrea brings it back up to the top of the key, and Megan Lingenfelter will set it up. Andrea for three from the pass. That one missed the mark. Might have been slightly tipped. Chloe was working for the board, but they're going to say it was tied up with Kennedy Lolling, and the ball is going to go back on the possession arrow to Lincoln. Streaks trail 20-11. 3:55 left to go here in the first half. Streaks 14 turnovers in this one. 10 turnovers over for Lincoln, so they're not handling the ball much better. They're just converting on more of their shots at this point. Pass across, and this one is going to go up, and that one is no good on the three by Kennedy Lolling. Down with the rebound was Deja Range. Streaks bring it across, break the pressure, and now they're going to work it to the near side of the court. Just in front of our broadcast position. They're down with Andrea, and now Megan, now back to Andrea. Andrea looking inside. Not a lot of movement by the interior players to the Streaks, and that's making it easy for them to be guarded. And now we're going to get a ball inside. It's going to go off the foot of, I believe it went off the foot of Emma Konchak, and so the Streaks will retain possession into the game. Lauren Campbell and Kelsey Legg out of the game. Megan Lingenfelter and Chloe McCarthy. Kelsey inbounds to Lauren Campbell. She's got it up high wing. Now down in the corner to Kelsey. She'll just dribble back up top, reset the offense, and throw it away. 15th turnover for the Silver Streaks. Not a pretty job of handling the ball right now by the Streaks. Just they haven't figured out what angles they need to make proper passes against this defense, and the passes are either too long or they're just too wide, and it's tough because essentially what Lincoln's doing is they've got players in the passing lane, so you're kind of playing monkey in the middle, but you've got to figure out where you need that pass to go and probably a little bit more movement. Kennedy Lolling shot up, no good. That rebound down to Leah Schneider. She misses the shot as it was blocked by Deja Rain. She came down with the basketball but stepped on the end line. But a great block right there by Deja after the rebound by Leah Schneider. Ball comes in, and that's going to be an easy shot. No, and it's missed. Lauren Campbell down with the rebound. Proby had a wide-open look at the ball and was not able to do anything with it. Streaks have the ball, break the press. They're looking inside. Get it to Deja now. Pass inside from Andrea. We missed the mark of Deja. Deja looked like she was able to get a hand on it but was not able to pull it in. 16 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks. Lincoln going to bring it the other way. It's 20-11. Lincoln with the lead. 2:29 left to go here in the first half. Streak 11 points, but they have 16 turnovers. On the far side, Lincoln's going to work the basketball around. They're just taking their time. They really look for Froby to initiate, and Froby up with the long three there. No good. Andrea Sampson down with the board. Her second rebound of the game, first defensive, and now we're going to get a foul. And this one, we'll see who this is going to go against. It's going to go against Froby. That's her first. Second team foul on Lincoln. Yes, 2:04 left to go in the first half. Only two team fouls on Lincoln, or three team fouls on Lincoln. Streaks have three as well. Ball gets worked down to Andrea. Streaks spending a lot of time on the perimeter with the basketball in this one because of the good job Lincoln's doing of collapsing their defense down. I almost think the Streaks need to find a high post player here, though, to be able to get into the middle. Because the weakest part of the 1-2-2 is the middle of the floor. We're going to get a timeout from Coach Massey. 30-second timeout. And he's going to bring the troops over, and they're going to talk about what they want to do on offense. If you're Coach Massey, you want to really get some points going here. You have 1:45 left to go here in the first half, down 20-11. Just not getting a whole lot. We're not even getting a whole lot of shots up. Let's see, 2, 4, 7, 8, 11, 13, 14 shots up by the Streaks so far in the first half. Usually we're well over 20 by this point. So the Streaks are going to have to find some way to start generating some offense. And against the 1-2-2, they're okay with you passing it around the perimeter. It's attacking the middle of it that the Streaks have to start doing to be able to take care of things. Again, our road transportation is brought to you by Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Streaks will inbound on the sideline right in front of our broadcast position. And it's going to be up top. Now ball goes far side into the corner to Deja. Streaks going to work it back out of that corner. Now back into that corner. Lauren King, three up, and that one's long. It's going to go off Deja's hands and out of bounds. And Bringing it back the other way will be Lincoln. Just off the mark. A lot of long shots. This gym isn't any more open than, it's a little bit more open, I suppose. Well, no, it's about the same size as Thiel, and the Streaks, just when they're shooting from the sides, we've seen them go long a lot. Now we're going to get a double dribble called on Kennedy Lawling. That's the 11th turnover of the game for Lincoln. Streaks are going to get it back. 1:18 left to go here in the first half. Streaks trail 20-11. Streaks going to bring it against this 1-2-2 press, and they've really spread out the 1-2-2 press, which would help the Streaks. And now we're going to get a hold, and this is either on Frobie or Kennedy Lawling. Streaks hope for Frobie, but it will go against Kennedy Lawling, and that's her first. Fourth team foul on the Railers. Rail splitters, whichever you prefer. I asked Coach Richmond what they go by, and she said they go by both. So rail splitters or Railers? Tom and I had that conversation in the last game, which it really was. They have rail splitters on the floor. But when he did the starting lineups, he called them the Railers. Inside, Lauren Campbell with the drive. Shot no good. Shot was blocked. Deja came down with the rebound, but had to kick it back in, and she turned it over. She was falling out of bounds when she got that basketball. Far side of the floor now is Lincoln. They're going to go inside. That pass is off the mark, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Lincoln, and that's now 12 turnovers for Lincoln. Streak's going to work it against the 1-2-2 press. Now Yvonne is going to actually bring it across. She goes middle of the floor to Deja. She kicks it over to Andrea. Back up top to Megan for three. Off the back rim, and that one's going to come long and go out of bounds, and it's going to go back to Lincoln. Streaks just cannot find their mark from outside. A lot of long three-pointers. Only one made three so far in the game for the Streaks. There's one of nine from downtown. Lincoln going to bring it back up. 28 seconds left to go here in the opening half. Streaks trail 20-11, and we'll see if Lincoln holds for one. Frobie's holding it out top. So far, she's holding for one. She's going to go into the corner. Now down inside to Schneider. She kicks it over to Konchick. Ball missed its mark, and that's 13 turnovers now for the Railers. So the Streaks will get one last opportunity here with 13.6. I would imagine that they're just going to go right at it, especially with Lincoln coming back out in the press. They'll take the first shot they can get, and the ball comes in. Yvonne back to Megan, 9 seconds. Now that pass is long, and that's another turnover for the Streaks, and 7 seconds left. Streaks turn it right back over. 18 turnovers here in the first half by the Silver Streaks. Lincoln inbounding it from the far side of the floor. And the ball comes inbound, 6-5-4. Going to Frobie, and now we're going to get an illegal screen. This one's going to be against Konchick. So that'll be 5 fouls now in the half, and the Streaks will have 2.8 to go the length of the floor against the 1-2-2 press. This is one where you kind of would like to have some design play to get the ball running long. We'll see what the Streaks do. Ball comes inbound to Chloe McCarthy. They back the 1-2-2 off, and Chloe heaved it from half court, but that wasn't even remotely close. So, after one half of play, it is Lincoln 20, Silver Streaks 11. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning. Jumpstart your morning with a sausage burrito. Everything you love about breakfast, wrapped up and ready to go for just $1. A la carte only. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Dave's Auto Body.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Well, we're live from Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium on the site of Lincoln Community High School. News isn't good so far in the early going for the Silver Streaks as they trail in this one 20-11 at half, and Streaks just have not been able to get anything going against this Railer 1-2-2. This is your Craddy Insurance halftime scoreboard. We're going to do your Craddy Insurance upcoming schedule here. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Next broadcast, we will be on the air again. Tom will be back with me. He's on assignment tonight. He'll be back for the Allman game. We'll have a 6:30 tip. 6:06 will be on the air for that one. That's Thursday night against Allman. We'll be coming from Thiel Gymnasium. The boys play UT on Friday at 7:30. That has a 7:06 tip. Saturday, we will have girls basketball 1:30, 1:06 pregame. 1:30 tip, 1:06 pregame. I think the boys game, it was 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip. Girls game on Saturday, Canton at home, 1:30. We'll have the 1:06 tip, or 1:06 pregame, excuse me. Saturday afternoon or evening, the boys are going to be playing Morton. 6:30 is the tip for that one. 6:06 pregame with Brad and Steve Cheeseman. And then Saturday evening, the Illini will be on air. That's an 11 p.m. game. So we'll be bringing that. I would assume the boys will be done well in advance of that. So we'll pick that up right away when we get to that point. So that's your upcoming schedule from Craddy Insurance. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll take another break here. I'm going to get the stats tallied up, and I'll give you those when we come back. It'll be your McDonald's halftime stats. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 93.7, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Check out the Galesburg Nissan Advantage. Free pickup and delivery for all your service needs. A free loaner car. Every fifth oil change is always free. And we'll have the exact new Nissan you're looking for here within 48 hours if it's not in stock. All backed by the Nissan Award of Excellence winning team. For the second consecutive year, we have been recognized as one of the top performing dealerships in the country in sales volume and customer satisfaction. Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
In order to play your best game, you gotta have a great team by your side. You need someone making sure you're covered at all times. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Savea Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Craddy Insurance is like the defending guard on your basketball team. We'll help you select the right coverage for your home, so when the game of life doesn't go as planned, you're covered. And with our auto home discount, you'll save money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Savea Mutual Insurance.
Hi, I'm Johnny Erickson Tata. And did you know that the most common ADA disability claim is a back or spinal injury? For most people, back pain is caused by a simple back strain or a hard day at work. Such pain can be treated by anti-inflammatory medications, a brief period of rest, and a few ice packs. But what happens when the pain becomes chronic or more severe, or when it is caused by an accident? That's when average back pain can become a disability, sometimes a severe disabling condition. Look, friend, we have enough disabilities without adding to the numbers. So, if you are experiencing weakness in your legs or having a hard time walking, or if your pain is increasing, don't let it become chronic. Don't add to the statistics of disabilities. Contact your doctor right away. Early diagnosis and treatment is essential. A gentle reminder from disabilitycampaign.org.
You can get a good look at a T-bone steak by sticking your head up a bull's butt, but wouldn't you rather take the butcher's word for it? In this analogy, I, Jamie Monk, GM of the all-new Galesburg Toyota, am the butcher. And you, my friend, are the person looking for a good T-bone steak. But we don't sell meat. We sell cars. And we have a lot full of the most beautiful vehicles you've ever seen. What I need you to trust me on is that their price is low as anyone can go. In fact, they're the lowest prices in the north, south, east, and west. So you can drive all around confirming that fact, or you can just come get your keys at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
Find them on Facebook or GalesburgToyota.com.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Dairy Queen on Henderson and Grant in Galesburg, inviting you to take a break from shopping and grab a chicken strip basket with fries and Texas toast for just $4.99. For the rest of tonight, mostly clear skies with a chance of flurries after midnight, to a low of 23. Sunshine for tomorrow with scattered snow before noon, a high of 34. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIO.
You could win presents from Brighter Life Bookshop, Cole's Diamond Gallery, and Berkey's Farm Store during WGIL's Pick a Present underway now. Get details at WGIL.com.
Welcome back to Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium, Lincoln High School. Streaks trail 20-11. We're a half. The game, again, not going very smooth for the Silver Streaks as they have not been able to get a whole lot going, but we'll go through your halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Leading the Streaks in scoring at halftime is Andrea Sampson. She has 3 points, 1 for 3 on 3-pointer, 0 for 2 from downtown. She also has 2 rebounds. She has 3 points. And then 4 players with 2. Kelsey Legg, 2 points on 2 free throws. She missed the 3 in that first half. Chloe McCarthy, 2 points on a bucket. She was 1 for 2 from the field, 0 for 2 from the line. Yvonne Mixon, 2 points. She had 2 rebounds. She was 1 for 2 from the field. And Emily Miner, 2 points. She was 1 for 1 from the field, 0 for 2. We have a stat correction. We were under the impression that there were 3 fouls on Emily Miner. She only has 2, so that's actually good news. Andrea has 1, though. So, other stats. Megan Lingenfelter had a board. She has not gotten into the scoring column just yet. And Lauren Campbell with a rebound. She has not gotten into the scoring column. Deja hasn't taken a shot yet, but she's got 4 rebounds. Streaks 3 for 8 from inside the arc, 1 for 10 from distance. So they're 4 for 18 from the field. Not a good number. 2 for 4 from the stripe. On the other side of things, you look at the scoring from Lincoln, 7 points from Kaylin Froby, and she was the player we were most concerned about after last year, and she had 21 against the Streaks. She has 7 points, 3 rebounds. Emma Konchik has 5 points, 2 rebounds on a made 2 and a made 3. She's perfect from the field, 2 for 2. 4 points for Morgan Lolling. She's 2 for 3 from the field. 2 points apiece for Kennedy Lolling and Leah Schneider. Team stat-wise, Streaks 18 turnovers in that first half. Not a great number at all. 14 turnovers for Lincoln. Streaks have the edge on the rebounds, 14-9 at this point, including 7-4 on the offensive rebounds. Lincoln is 9 of 18 from the field, including 2 of 5 from distance, so they're shooting really well, 50% for the field. They have not been to the free throw line. Streaks were outscored 14-5 in the first quarter, and the teams drew even in that second quarter, 6-6, and that's how we got to our 20-11 halftime lead for Lincoln. That's your halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. So Streaks need to find a little something, and hopefully the halftime adjustments by Coach Massey to find a way to get into the middle of this 1-2-2 zone from Lincoln works out, because so far we have struggled mightily getting the ball inside. Again, Streaks 3 of 8 from inside the arc, 1 of 10 from distance, and so the distance shots aren't falling either. And, you know, the unfortunate thing is that if they could hit a couple from outside, it really would open up the inside, but unfortunately they've been off the mark on 9 of them so far. Streaks will start with the basketball. They'll be going from right to left on your radio dial. Lincoln, obviously, left to right. Streaks are going to inbound the ball on the far side of the floor, right in front of the bleachers. We're positioned in the balcony, just above the benches in the scorer's table. And Streaks are going to bring it up. 1-2-2 is not extended out. They keep it back other than the lead of it. Kenny Lolling, 3 up from the corner. Is no good by Chloe McCarthy. Ball offensive rebound up and in by Yvonne Mixon. So a nice shot being active right away by Yvonne. And she's now got 4 points as she puts another 2 up and in. So 20-13. And now the ball's tipped away, and that ball is still loose and picked up by Froby. Lincoln maintains possession. Froby penetrates inside. She's going to kick it back out. Three up and off the mark for Konchik. Her first miss of the game, and that ball is going to come down to Andrea Sampson. Andrea pushes it back the other way. She's trapped up in the far side corner. She's trying to step through the trap and finally gets it out to Emily or Kelsey Legg. She gets trapped, knocked to the floor. Ball loose on the ground and now picked up by Kennedy Lowling. Kennedy Lowling, the junior, brings it back the other, senior, excuse me, brings it back the other way, and now we're going to get a push. This one, I think, against Siobhan Mixon. And it's against Chloe McCarthy. So she'll get called for that foul. And now inbounding, it's the first foul in the second half for either team. And now Lincoln's going to slow it down just a little bit to run their offense. Streaks in the man-to-man. They're not extending the man-to-man out. In fact, we're going to get an illegal screen on Kennedy Lowling, but then she got pushed to the floor by Yvonne Mixon. And the unfortunate thing is because of the illegal screen, the official was staring right at Yvonne when she pushed her to the floor, but no change in the call. And now we're going to get a travel, though, on Kelsey Legg, and the Streaks turned it over for the 19th time already in this ball game. This one has the feelings of the Rockford game in which the Streaks turned it over 31 times. However, they also won that game, so it would be good to have that feeling, I suppose, at this point. Holding it out top is Kenny Lowling. Streaks still not extending their defense out, which is something we don't see them do very often. Usually it's against the quicker guards they kind of pack in the man-to-man, and we're seeing it here against Lincoln. I don't know if Froby's causing issues, but ball rotates around the exterior. Now up top at the key. Now we're on the near side wing. It's Kennedy Lowling. She goes inside. It's stolen away by Yvonne Mixon. Streaks go back the other way. Yvonne gives it up to Chloe. Chloe inside shot. Ball hard off the backboard. No foul call. Yvonne with the rebound, and now we're going to get Streak bench not happy, and Chloe is, I think, going to get called for the foul here, and I can't believe we didn't get a foul call there, and Coach Massey not happy one bit as he's going to talk to the official. So foul is going to go against Chloe. That's her second, and that's her second of the quarter. Streaks with two personal team fouls now. One team foul for Lincoln. Lincoln brings it across. Ball goes inside. This one's inside to Schneider. She's going to hit a nice entry feed and a nice finish. Nice soft touch. And back with the press is Lincoln. 22-13. Streaks trail by nine again. Ball's turned over again. And the ball comes up to Froby. Her shot up. And that one's good. 24-13. Streaks trail. And now ball gets kicked away. We're at 20 turnovers for the Streaks, and now Coach Massey's going to call timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Girls Basketball at 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
WGIL, keeping you connected to Galesburg.
Hi, it's Will Stevenson from WGIL reminding you that the Galesburg Community Chorus will sing composer Joseph Haydn's Mass in Time of War at First Lutheran Church on Saturday, December 9th, starting at 7:30 p.m. To find out more, click on Community Events at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL.
The Galesburg boys basketball team hits the road this week as the Silver Streaks travel to East Moline. I'm Brad Benowitz. Join Steve Cheeseman and me for Silver Streaks pregame coverage against United Township Friday night at 7:06 on WGIL.
Back here at Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium, Lincoln High School. News not good for the Silver Streaks. They trail 24-13. This is the biggest deficit of the game for the Streaks. Previous was nine several times, but Streaks just not getting anything going. 20 turnovers for the Silver Streaks, and they're going to bring it the length of the floor. 5:52 and counting here left in the third quarter. Streaks looking to break the press. Ball's tipped. Kelsey with it gets over to Yvonne. Now they get in the middle of the floor, break the press. Emily Miner. Ball far side corner now up to the wing is Andrea Sampson. She gets it to Kelsey Legg, and she's going to bring it in. She kicks it over to the corner, near side corner to Chloe McCarthy inside to Emily Miner. She kicks it out, but not a good pass, but Yvonne Mixon tracks it down. Chloe for three, and that's good. 24-16, and the Streaks needed that one as Chloe drains that three-pointer. Now Lincoln's going to bring it against the man-to-man defense. Streaks have it backed up inside the arc. Ball over the top, and nice steal right there by Yvonne Mixon as she's making things happen right for the Streaks as they tried to go inside with that pass, and Yvonne skied up to steal that one away. She goes inside to Emily. Emily drops up to the rim. No good, but we're going to get a foul. This one's going to go against Leah Schneider. So that'll put Emily to the line. Emily, one of the better free throw shooters on this Galesburg squad. 24-16 is the score. 4:58 left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks trailing. Emily's first shot up, and that one is good. 24-17. Streaks try to crawl back into this one. This is the smallest deficit since the beginning of the quarter. Streaks were able to cut it to 20-13. They're going to try to cut this one back even further. Second shot up and good. Streaks shooting it okay from the free throw line. They're 4 of 6 now. So a 6-point deficit now for the Streaks. Smallest deficit since it was 10-5. That was back in the first quarter. Lincoln bringing against the Streak man-to-man defense. Now player hits four for Lincoln, driving in Kenny Lolling. Ball tipped up. Yvonne Mixon with another steal. She gets to Andrea Sampson. She's able to wrestle it away from Lincoln. Andrea now is going to kick it back to Kelsey Legg. Kelsey up the court to Emily Miner. Emily Miner gets bumped, and Leah Schneider just decided she was just going to stand in the way, and Emily got bumped going by her, and this is going to be the second straight foul from Leah Schneider. She has both the team fouls, or two of the three now, team fouls for Lincoln in this half. Ball kicked down into the corner to Andrea. She looks inside to Emily. Emily's being guarded, front guarded by Leah Schneider. Ball comes the other way, and now a bad pass by Kelsey Legg. It's picked off. Come back the other way. It got away with a travel there by Morgan Lolling, but she goes to her sister, Kennedy Lolling, who converts 26-18 now as the Streak tops it. Streaks bring it up. They are going to break the press. There it is, across the half-court line. Now Kelsey's got it up top, right in front of the bleachers. She's going to go near far side wing to Andrea. Andrea looked inside but didn't see any daylight to get it to Emily. Andrea to Kelsey Legg, three up, and that one's off the side rim, and that one's going to go out of bounds, and we're going to get the ball going back to Lincoln. So Kelsey misses the mark on her three-point shot. She's now 0 for 2 from the field. Streaks have a trio of subs coming into the game. Megan Lingenfelter, Lauren Campbell, and Deja Range out of the game. Andrea Sampson, Chloe McCarthy, and Yvonne Mixon. And Yvonne played hard there during that portion as she was able to pick up a couple of rebounds, get a couple steals, and convert a two while she was in there for the beginning of this quarter. 3:45 left to go here in the third quarter. Streaks trail 26-18. They go near side, or far side, excuse me, down. And now near side wing, it's Emma Konchik. She comes inside the arc, and she puts up the shot. It's no good. Lauren Campbell with the board for the Streaks. Now she's trapped up, and the ball gets tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds, but Streaks will retain possession. So Emma Konchik, 2 for 2 in the first half. We had a 2 and a 3, in each one in each quarter, and then in this quarter, she's 0 for 2. She's missed both a 2 and a 3. Streaks working it back and forth in the backcourt. They finally break the press. That ball stolen away. Another sloppy pass by the Streaks. They steal it back. Deja Range with the steal gets it to Kelsey. And 18 turnovers now for Lincoln. 23 for the Silver Streaks. Ball on the sideline. That's going to go out of bounds. No, we're going to get a foul. See who this foul is against. And the foul is going to go against 33. That's going to go against Emma Konchik. That's her second, fourth team foul against the Railers. Ball goes into the backcourt for Kelsey Legg. Emily Miner hit it before. Now we're going to get a block. This one on Kennedy Lolling. That should be her third. It will be her third, and it will be, more importantly, the team's fifth. So Streaks nearing that free throw shooting ability, and that would be huge because, again, they're struggling from the field. Another pass turned over by Kelsey Legg. She tried to go to Emily Miner, but easy steal there by Lincoln. Shot up, and that was no good by Morgan Lolling, but the rebound came down to Emily Miner. Streaks now bring it back across the half-court line. They're going to work it all the way across near side corner to Lauren Campbell. Is that up? And that one's off the mark as well. Rebound down to Kennedy Lolling. Back the other way. She's going to float up now. So Lauren Campbell now 0 for 5 from the field. All three-pointers. 0 for 6, excuse me. Jump ball, and Streaks will get possession, so that'll be a turnover on Lincoln. It's 19 now in the game. Neither team taking particularly good care of the basketball. Streaks have 24 turnovers, 19 for the Railers. Streaks have a couple substitutions. I'll reset who's on the floor. It's Megan Lingenfelter, Deja Rain, Javon Mixon, Andrea Sampson, Lauren Campbell for the Streaks. Deja gets the pass in the backcourt. She just waits, and Megan, they're being deliberate, bringing the ball up the floor. Now a really risky pass that ends up becoming a turnover as Yvonne Mixon couldn't handle the pass from Deja Range, and Emery Weber with the steal. So yet another turnover, 25 now for the Silver Streaks. Ball's rotated around, near side wing. Looking in at Emery Weber is Haley Hicks, the senior, but decides not to go in there. We haven't seen much of Hicks in this one, but she's in there now. Froby with the basketball. Bounces on the dribble, takes it all the way down. She's up and misses. Lauren Campbell with the rebound. Lauren able to kick that one out. It looked for a second like she was going to have some trouble. Now in the backcourt, Megan Lingenfelter's trapped. She gets it to Yvonne Mixon. Streaks still not across the timeline. Get it across finally to Andrea Sampson. Andrea gets it, drives in, shots blocked. And rebound comes down to Emery Weber. We're going to get a foul against the Silver Streaks there. And we'll see. I didn't see that was on. It's going to go against Yvonne Mixon. Her first. Streak third in this half. Now coming back the other way with the basketball. Lincoln 125 left to go here in the third quarter. Streak trail 26-18. Streaks got it closest in this half, down by six, and that was at 24-18. Not a lot of scoring in this one. This is not. Oh, now a near steal by Lauren Campbell. Oh, and we're going to get a foul. Who's this going to go against? It's going to go against Morgan Lawling. It's going to be called for the foul on a near steal, and both players were shooting for the basketball, and it's going to go against Morgan Lawling, giving the ball back to the Streaks. Good job by Lauren Campbell shooting the passing lane there, able to knock the pass away, and then when they were both going for the ball, Morgan Lawling put her forearm into Lauren Campbell. Streaks just need to find some momentum here. Have not been able to find it yet. Miner over to Campbell, near side wing. She dribbles in, takes a couple in, now kicks it back out. Lingenfelter to Andrea Sampson, back to Lingenfelter to Lauren Campbell. She dribbles baseline, shot up, and that one's off the mark, and Morgan Lawling down with the rebound. And now the ball loose on the floor. Coach Richmond wanted a foul there. No foul called, though. Froby in. She's going to kick it back out. Shot faked by Morgan Lawling. She took a couple dribbles, rotated around. Now they're going to go inside. Emery Weber with the hook shot. Shot up. No good. Down with the rebound. Emily Miner. It's not helpful for me when it's Emily and Emery are involved in the same play. Streaks kick the ball up the floor. Lauren Campbell now with it on the near side wing. There's a hack by Emery Weber. No call. Streaks rotate the ball around to the baseline. Both benches getting a little chippy right now. Lauren Campbell's three up, and that one's off the mark. Andrea Sampson down with another rebound. She's got it. Kicks out to Megan Lingenfelter. Now the ball off the mark, and nobody scores. 26-18. Streaks trail as we head to the fourth. It's Lincoln 26, Streaks 18. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
I'm Will Stevenson. Renato Mariotti, one of the candidates for Illinois Attorney General, is in Galesburg tomorrow. We'll have a one-on-one interview with him tomorrow night at 5 during Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.
8 minutes to go. 8 points to make up. Streaks trail 26-18 here at Lincoln High School, Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium. Not been a pretty one. Railers are going to start with the basketball on their side of the floor. Looking. Morgan Lowling streaks again and kind of keeping their defense a little bit packed in compared to what we normally see. Now they're going to bring it out. And trapped up is Haley Hicks. She's able to get it over, and now the ball rotates over to Frobe. Frobe, the leading scorer for this Railer ball club. She kicks it back out to Weaver. Weaver works it back up top. Holding is Morgan Lowling. She's got Chloe McCarthy on her. Chloe takes a swat at the ball, not able to come up with anything. Frobe with Andrea Sampson on her. Streaks have got to find a way to go on a run. Ball rotates around the exterior again, and Lincoln being extremely deliberate, and now we're going to get a foul that's going to go against Andrea Sampson. She tried to fight through a screen. That's her second, team's fourth. Lincoln, again, just doing a good job of being deliberate with their offense here. Ball goes down to the near side wing. Up top, it's Frobe. Frobe driving in. Doesn't have anything. She kicks it back out to Hicks. Hicks working along the exterior. Now inside to Lowling in the lane. I don't know where the three-second call is. Shot rejected by Chloe McCarthy. Rebound up and good, though, by Emma Conchick. She does a good job getting there and getting the ball. And the Streaks are going to double dribble here, and there's another throw for the Silver Streaks. So 28-18, Streaks trail this one by 10. Biggest depth of the game was 24-13. They trailed by 11. Now shot up by Frobe. That one's good, and they're going to call that a three. 31-18. Streaks now with their biggest depth of the game at 13. 6:34 left to go in the game. Streaks need to find a run. They rotate it around. Look, Andrea gets it inside to Emily Miner. Emily backs her way in. Ball stripped out of her hands and picked up by Morgan Lolling. Streaks now with 27 turnovers in this one. Up top, look by Frobe. She goes in, kicks it out to Hicks. Hicks out to the free throw line. Gets to Lowling, running a little bit of a stall offense. And Lowling shot up, and that one's good. Now all of a sudden, Linky can't miss. 33-18, Streaks trail by 15. Chloe McCarthy bringing it down. That ball's tipped away. Fortunately for the Streaks, out of bounds. 5:58 left to go. Streaks facing their biggest steps of the game, 33-18. Deja Rains back into the game for the Silver Streaks with Megan Lingenfelter and Lauren Campbell coming out of the game. Emily Meinert, Chloe McCarthy, and Andrea Sampson finally comes on out. Streaks trail this one by 15. 33-18. 5:58 left to go in regulation. Ball to the floor, and somehow a timeout before the jump ball. I don't know how that happened. Ball was... Are they going to say timeout first or jump ball first? The official near the scores table signaled timeout before the baseline official signaled jump ball. And we're getting a jump ball. So Coach Richmond not happy about that call, but that's what this call should have been. So for some reason, really slow on that jump ball call. Streaks retain possession on the jump ball. Rotate around, and then Chloe McCarthy raises it out of bounds. Pass came to her. She just couldn't get both hands on the ball, and it went out of bounds. 10 turnovers now in the half for the Streaks, 28 in the game. Lincoln's going to bring it the other way, back at the Silver Streaks, Frobe inside. This is kind of similar. Their stall offense is kind of similar to what the Streaks do with some dribble weave up top. That ball out of bounds as it got knocked away, and Frobe picked it up while she was on the baseline. 21st turnover of the game now for Lincoln. They're still running their press. It's kind of a three-quarter press. Three-quarter court press. Streaks break it, though. Now underneath the basket to Chloe, and she can't bring in that pass either. That's out of bounds. Streaks turned it over again. 29 turnovers now for the Silver Streaks. So they trail 33-18. 5:19 left to go here in the game. Wow. I don't think we've seen this sloppy of a game from the Streaks in a while. There's definitely some pressure out there, but it's not terrible pressure. The Streaks just a lot of missed catches, a lot of wide passes, and just turning it over left and right. And now Frobe goes to the lane for a jumper. She's going to get fouled and go to the line to shoot. This foul is going to be the sixth on the streaks, and it's going to go against Chloe McCarthy, her third. Shot up, and that one is good. By Frobe. She now has 13 in the game. And the second one up, and that one is good as well. And just like that, the Streaks find themselves in a huge hole, down 35-18. They've yet to score in this quarter, 9 unanswered points by the Lincoln Railers. Lauren drives in, now she's going to kick it out, and now into the game for the first time is the freshman Riley Jenkins. I wonder if this has anything to do with the Streaks not being able to handle the ball. Ball goes inside to Deja Rain. She goes up for the shot. No good. She gets hammered by Emery Weber. And Deja's going to go to the free throw line. She took exception to the hard foul there and had a little bit of a nudge on Weber. It's W-I-E-B-E-R. Range's first shot up there, and that one's no good. Deja, that was Deja's first attempt at the field, and so she still has no official shots on the basket. Second one up, and that one's good. So she's in the scorebook with 1 point to go with her 4 rebounds. 35-19 Streaks trail. Now Riley Jenkins with a steal. Oh, and they're going to say she stepped on the sideline. Ow. That looked like a heck of an athletic play right there by Riley. I couldn't see because the Streak bench blocks my view whether she actually did come down on the sideline. It was definitely close. So now Streak's pressing man-to-man, and Lincoln trying to break it. Lincoln does break it. They're across the half-court line, but Kenny Walling loses the ball. She's on the ground, and now we get a timeout by Coach Richmond. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. So I'll tell you a little bit about Galesburg Nissan. You just can't buy a Nissan for less, and Galesburg Nissan is our official vehicle of providing transportation for all Galesburg Silver Streak road games, boys' games, and girls' games. Huge savings remain on the 2017s as the 2018s arriving daily. Save $1,000 on the Titan full-size truck and $7,000 on the Muranos. 0% financing available on most models. Year-end clearance is on at Galesburg Nissan. Galesburg Nissan, you just can't buy a Nissan for less. And as always, we greatly appreciate what Galesburg Nissan does, providing our transportation. Last road game we went on, we were on in the Star Wars Rogue, a very interesting-looking vehicle with a lot of Star Wars insignia on it. 4:24 left to go in regulation. Streaks trail 35-19. Lincoln with the basketball. They work the weave up top. Frobe's looking. It goes into the corner to Weber. Weber now with Deja on her. She dribbles baseline. Goes inside. Ball knocked away, and Deja catches the ball, but we're going to get a foul. A good call right there. Emma Konchik is a good job by on the steal by Deja, and then she got pushed out of bounds by Emma Konchik. That'll be her third, and that's going to send Deja to the line for a one-on-one, as that's the eighth team foul now on Lincoln. Coming in the game for the Silver Streaks is Alexia Tucker, her first minutes of the game, and she's going to replace Siobhan Mixon. Coach Massey probably looking for some fouls and some fresh bodies. And missing on the first one is Deja, so rebound came down to Morgan Lolling and back the other way. Streaks actually did not press that time. I'm kind of surprised, down 16. And now a steal by Riley Jenkins. The freshman brings it down the other way, gives it up to Lingenfelter, but her shot's blocked, and Streaks are going to retain possession of that block. Took the ball out of bounds as Megan missed on the shot due to that block. Streaks will inbound on the baseline. It's Riley Jenkins inbounding. She gets the ball inside to Tucker. Tucker up and good, and a nice little two-man game between Riley Jenkins and Alexia Tucker, and Alexia's in the book. 35-21, Streaks trail by 14 now. And it looks like Coach Massey's going to let the bench finish this one out. Is coming to the table is Anna Gugliotta, and I didn't see who the other player is, and she's blocked by the scores table now. We're going to get a foul called on the Streaks. It's going to go against Lauren Campbell, sending Emery Weber to the line. First shot up, and that one is good. So into the game, in addition to Anna Gugliotta, is, the player who played last game, but I don't have in my sheet yet because I forgot that she was an addition. Shot up, and that one is no good. Rebound comes down to Tucker. Tom's ganging when you say Taylor. Megan misses the point-blank shot, and that rebound comes down to Leah Schneider. Unfortunately for the Streaks there, that shot just off the mark, and that one's up and good by Leah Schneider. And now a ball knocked away, 38-21, as I forgot to write down the free throw, 38-21. The Streaks failed by 17, and for some reason Lincoln's still pressing, even though Coach Massey's gone to the bench. This is not going to win you any points with the opposing coach. Shot up, and that one's no good by the player who I don't have in my book yet, and I will tell you in just a minute. All the way down the other way, Kennedy Lowling off the rebound. She takes the length of the court to make it 40-21. Streaks trail by 19 now, 2:52 left to go. Shot up, and that one's no good as well by the player I don't have in my book. I saw it, and I got a chance to look. And back the other way is Froby off the rebound. Working it around the exterior is the Lincoln Railers, three up, and that one's no good by Froby. Nobody blocks her out, and she gets her own rebound. She goes inside to Schneider. Schneider picks the shot up, and that's good. It's 42-21 as the Streaks have now been doubled up in this one. Lauren Livingston is the freshman that I did not know the name of. Number 14 for the Streaks. Streaks working around. Riley Jenkins jumper from the near side baseline. That one's up and off the mark. Schneider with the rebound. She kicks it ahead to Kennedy Lowling. She gives it up to sister Morgan, and Morgan will finish that play with another two. 44-21. Streaks just don't have anything going right now. Streaks bring it against the press. Bring it across half court. And Anna Gugliotta, and she's going to get bumped. 1:35 left to go. Streaks have been outscored in this quarter 18-3. Not what you want to have happen in the fourth quarter. And Froby and Lowling come off. Weaver and I didn't see who the other one. I think it was Keeler came into the game. The bench is Haley Hicks to come back in. Gugliotta at the free throw line. Her first shot is up. That one misses everything. So that she's not going to get another one, and it's going to have to be an inbounds. Came off the shot it to the right of the rim, hit off the backboard. In for the Silver Streaks is number four, Caitlin Pendergrass. So it's Pendergrass, Jenkins, Gugliotta, Tucker, and Livingston for the Silver Streaks. Working it out top is Lincoln. Lowling, Kennedy Lowling, gives it up. This one to Keeler. Keeler shot up, and that one's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Schneider. She gets fouled. She'll go to the line, and the foul's going to be called on Anna Gugliotta, her first, team seventh. 1:13 left to go in this one. Streaks just playing it out. They're going to fall to back down to 500 at 4-4, and Lincoln's going to get a nice win. They improved to 7-1. That shot up, and that one's good by Leah Schneider. 45-21. Second shot. She takes a look, surveys, and shot up, and that one's off the mark. And the rebound comes down to Caitlin Pendergrass for the Streaks. So splits a pair at the line. This ball is going to go out of bounds. Another turnover on the Streaks. 13 now in the half to go with the 18 they had in the first half. They're up to 31, which is how much they had against Rockford Jefferson. Another one will tip the new season high. Let's hope that doesn't happen. 103 and counting. It's the Streaks just trying to play this one out. Ball goes inside to Schneider. Schneider kicks it out, three up, and that one is off the mark by Keeler. Rebound down to Gugliotta. She gives it up. Jenkins has the ball now. She's working it at the top of the key. Brown gets it over to Pendergrass. Now Streaks working inside. This one to Tucker. Shot up and it's blocked. And rebound down by Emery Weaver. Tucker now 1-for-2 from the field. She's got 2 points in this one. She's at 21 points. They had 11 at halftime, so only 10 scored so far in the second half. And Tucker comes down with the steal. Nice shot by Alexia Tucker. This is where you really want to impress the coach in these final minutes when you don't have a lot of time. The ball gets kicked ahead. Livingston with the shot up, and that's good. And I believe that's her first two varsity points. 45-23. Streaks trail by 22. And that's how it'll end. Streaks lose this one 45-23. Get outscored there 19-5 in the fourth quarter. And not a pretty one for the Silver Streaks. And they drop to 4-4. Lincoln goes to 7-1. We'll be back with your post-game show. We'll have the post-game final stats brought to you by Breedloves. We'll have your post-game coaches interview brought to you by Courtright Construction of in Oneida. And your post-game crunch time player of the game brought to you by Dave's Auto Body. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By McConnell Heating and Cooling in Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By MC Sports and More on East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Calling all super fans to MC Sport and More. Come see their new location on East Main Street in Galesburg. Buy gear for all local teams. Silver Streaks, Blue Bullets, Knox Prairie Fire, Roma Tigers, or get custom. MC Sport and More. Galesburg and Monmouth. Like them on Facebook.
Watch out, folks. There's a cold front making its way here, but the forecast is calling for you to warm up with a McCafe espresso drink, like the peppermint mocha or the peppermint hot chocolate. And right now, you can get a free small McCafe drink when you buy $10 in Arch cards. The perfect holiday gift. I'm going to go on a limb here and predict there's an 80% chance you'll keep at least one Arch card for yourself. You're going to want to hurry, though, as this offer is only on the radar for a limited time at McDonald's. While supplies last, limit one per transaction at participating McDonald's.
Local employers are hiring. For all the details, go to galesburg.info, keyword jobs. There you can find job opportunities in manufacturing, marketing, residential assistance, accounting, and more. Don't wait. galesburg.info, keyword jobs.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Did you know Dave's Auto Body sells tires? And when you buy four tires, we'll give you four-wheel alignment free for life. Come in and ask for a quote today.
Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's.
Furnace is broken.
Call McConnell Heating and Cooling for 24/7 emergency repair, including holidays. They fix all brands and boilers too. McConnell Heating and Cooling, Woodhull, and now in Galesburg too. Call 342-5820. Authorized Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
The official WGIO forecast is brought to you by Dairy Queen on Henderson and Grand in Galesburg, inviting you to take a break from shopping and grab a chicken strip basket with fries and Texas toast for just $4.99. For the rest of tonight, mostly clear skies with a chance of flurries after midnight, a low of 23. Sunshine for tomorrow with scattered snow before noon, a high of 34. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 28 at WGIL.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach, Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Eric Gibson coming back to you from Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium at Lincoln Community High School. News not good for the Silver Streaks. They fall in this one 45-23, a game that they really just never seem to ever get into a flow of. Trail 14-5 after the first, 20-11 after the second, 26-18 after three, and then finally 45-23 end of the game. Streaks got outscored 14-5 in the first quarter and 19-5 in the fourth quarter, and that pretty much put the ceiling sealed this one off, and it was just a flat and ugly game for the Streaks. And turnovers, the big story yet again. We've seen that rise its ugly head quite a few times so far this season, as they finished with 31 turnovers in the game, 25 for Lincoln. Streaks did it out rebound Lincoln 26-23, and it was just one of those things where it just felt like there was no flow to the Streaks game. They spent a lot of time struggling to get the ball up the floor and working on some passes that just it didn't feel like they ever could get anything moving forward. A lot of lateral passes that were off the mark and things that really caught the Streaks off guard. We hope that that this is something that they'll be able to work out of, and obviously having the holiday tournament coming up is something that will hopefully help the Streaks be able to work through some of these issues. But we talked with Coach Massey going into the game. Turnovers was going to be definitely a tough thing for the Streaks, but the other things that they needed to do was rebound the ball. They did a very good job of that. They controlled the inside for the most part. I mean, the 45 points, a lot of those coming there in the fourth quarter, 19 of them coming in the fourth quarter. This was a tight-ish game. It was 26-18, but, it never felt like the Streaks really could cut into it. But the inability to get the buckets that were needed there at the end or go on any kind of run just kind of stymied everything for the Silver Streaks. And I think that this is going to be one of those things where, unfortunately for the Streaks, the reality of the situation is that you don't have a lot of practice time this week. So it's one of those things where you're going to have to make adjustments on the fly and hopefully be able to work some of these things out while things are happening live. And the Streaks just have not been able to figure out how to limit turnovers, and we've seen a lot of just errant passes contributing to the turnover tallies that we're getting. We're joined now by Streaks head coach Evan Massey for the Courtright Construction in Oneida postgame coaches interview. And, Coach, just kind of an ugly game today.
It's disappointing. I mean, hugely disappointing. It's like right now, when we play a good team, I'm not sure what happens to us. That we don't. What happens is they take us out of what we practice, and we can't fight through that. And what we've got to do is we got to change. We got to change and either fight through that. And as said to the kids, that they have to be willing to change, and my job's to try and make them change and grow, and we've been trying and stuff, but obviously I haven't gotten the job done. And so I don't know if at this point we need to reassess who we're going with and see, but we can't keep doing this where you look at we've played four good teams, and the four good teams that we've played, it's I think basically the score is always 40, 50, or 60 to 23, 22, and just doesn't cut it.
Yeah, it looks like that the patience, they don't look hurried. It's just the passes look like they're off the mark often.
Yeah, are we all right?
Yeah, we're good.
I thought I was being cut off the air. that's the frustration is it's like they what happens is somebody comes up and gets physical and bumps us or a little bit of the trapping and stuff, and we just don't react to it. And we've got to find a way that we react to it, and that what we're going to do is that we can still handle the ball and we can move the ball with it. And we're just not there right now, and we just got to keep working and try to get there.
You know, the other thing that kind of frustrates the purpose, I'm sure, especially on the offensive end, is the three-pointers aren't falling. I mean, you're getting open looks. You're getting good looks. They're on the mark. We saw several that back rim, side rim, and they looked like they were going in, and they just never fell. And you know, I know, especially against a 1-2-2 zone or any zone, you know, you want to open up that middle, but when you can't get the shots outside to fall, it's definitely frustrating the purpose as well, I'm sure.
Yeah, because I looked at, I don't know what point it was, and you know, we were down maybe 16-9 or something like that, and I think we'd had, you know, four wide open threes and we'd missed them all. And I said to Coach Barshinger, I said, gosh, you know, if we just hit a couple of those, we'd be, you know, right in the ball game. But we never did. You know, you think that what's going to happen is the dam's going to break and all of a sudden you're going to hit two or three of those. But, you know, I think right now things don't go well for us, whether it's we've missed some shots early or the defense does something. But you look at just how much of our game just ends up becomes rattled, because it's not just threes. I mean, there were times we would get the ball, you know, inside an offensive rebound or something right. like that, and we can't make it and yeah. stuff. And so it's a tough situation that way. And it's, you know, we got to keep working and, you know, find a way to correct it.
As we approach the end of the year,
you can't keep doing the same things that we are. We've got to end up finding ways to improve.
Yeah, and, you know, the unfortunate thing is it felt like there, I believe it was the beginning of the third quarter, Yvonne came out, and she seemed to give you some real energy. She had a couple steals and a rebound, and it felt like there was some momentum building, and then all of a sudden it crashed back down. And this place doesn't have a lot of energy to begin with. It was quite the quiet gym, but it felt like all the energy kind of came out of that game.
Yeah, I think they you know, their boys had a game tonight or something, so I don't think there was anything, you know, not much in the way of fans here or anything. But, yeah, and, you know, it's I don't know. I mean, you can psychoanalyze and stuff that, you know, we don't seem to come out with a very strong belief against some of these better teams. And then when something goes wrong, we, you know, we kind of fade in a hurry there, and we sure did tonight. But, you know, I don't know. It's more than concerning. It's just, you know, very, very frustrating. I'm sure it's very frustrating for the kids too, that, but it's like, I've never experienced this of a team where, you know, it's basically, what happens is we've looked good in whatever it is, four games and compete and, do what we, you know, you can see that, you know, they are disciplined and they focus on it. And then we've had these four games where it's just, everything just falls apart there. And so, like I said, I think I challenged them to do some soul searching of, you know, what do they need to do to change and correct things. And it starts there. And then my job as a coach is to figure out, you know, what are the ways that I can change them individually and change things as a team, because that we're definitely not getting out of ourselves what we need to.
Well, Ullman's next. Ullman struggled a little bit, especially in conference so far this season, but as we've seen for years, they're going to come out and they're going to be fairly disciplined, probably. You know, we're going to see that 2-3 zone, which at times has caused some issues because of the fact that the outside shots haven't fallen. Anything new that you're expecting from them? If I remember right, they were a little bit of a younger team last year.
Yeah, I think they're still young this year as far as rebuilding and things. That, you know, hopefully, you know, they're a team that we'll have more confidence against, and we can get it going.
Thank you, Coach. We appreciate your time. I see everybody's head to the bus. I appreciate your time. Yeah. Hopefully we'll get a little bit better energy on Thursday.
Yeah, thanks for coming down and covering it.
All right, thanks, Coach. That's Streaks head coach Evan Massey, your Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. They sponsor the coach's post-game interview. Well, we'll come back with the final stats after this. You're listening to Galesburg Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
As we approach the end of the year, it's important to think about...
New Year's resolutions?
Oh, heavens, no. No one wants to think about that.
Good.
I'm talking about insurance benefits or flex dollars you have that are going to expire at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. That's a use it or lose it situation.
Right. And what better way to use them than by putting them towards new contacts or glasses at Kehoe Eye Care?
I want some of those designer prescription shades.
That's what I'm talking about. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Kehoe today.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Attorney Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on East 7th Street in downtown Galesburg.
In a moment, cancer changed our lives forever.
We were told nothing could be done to enjoy these final moments together.
But in that moment, when all seemed lost,
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital gave us hope.
Because at this moment, St. Jude Children's Research Hospital is saving lives with pioneering research and care. We're changing the way the world treats childhood cancer by sharing our discoveries with doctors and scientists everywhere.
And we'll never have to pay St. Jude for anything, ever.
At this moment, she wants to be in her own bed.
I want to be back at school with my friends.
I want to be outside playing.
Please take a moment and join St. Jude in finding cures and saving children. Visit stjude.org.
When you buy tires at the all-new Galesburg Toyota, you're driving along, the ride is smooth. Your wife wants to go shopping and your four-year-old wants ice cream. Sure thing, girls. Daddy has extra money because he bought three tires and got one for a buck at Galesburg Toyota. And when you get tires from the other guys, your wife still wants to shop and your kids still want ice cream. But you don't have any extra money because you spent it all on tires. So the kids start crying and your wife starts cranking. And you realize you should have bought three tires and got one for a buck at the all-new Galesburg Toyota.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Back at Roy S. Anderson Gymnasium, Shrieks fall 45-23 to the Lincoln Rail Splitters. Here's your Breedlove Sporting Goods final stats. Breedlove Sporting Goods, downtown Kewaunee. As you can imagine, the stats not good for the Silver Streaks. They did not have a double-digit score. In fact, leading them in scoring was Chloe McCarthy with 5 points. 4 points for Yvonne Mixon, 4 points for Emily Meinert, 3 points for Andrea Sampson, 2 points apiece for Kelsey Legg and Lauren Livingston, and 1 point for Deja Range. I told you earlier, but 31 turnovers for the Streaks, 26 rebounds, 11 of them offensive. Streak shot at 8 of 36 from the field, 2 of 15 from downtown, 5 of 10 from the stripe. On the other half of the bill, we have Lincoln. They were led in scoring by Kaylin Frobe. She had 14 points. Leah Schneider had 9. Morgan Lolling with 8. Emma Konchik with 7. 6 for Kennedy Lolling and 1 for Emery Weber. 25 turnovers for Lincoln, 23 rebounds. The Streaks out-rebounded him. 7 offensive rebounds for Lincoln. Lincoln was 19 of 37 from the field, including 3 of 9 from distance. They are 4 of 6 from the free throw line. The Streaks stats, in addition to the points I told you about, 4 rebounds for Emily Meinert, 4 rebounds for Yvonne Mixon, 4 for Deja Range, 1 for Anna Gugliotta, 3 for Lauren Campbell, 1 for Chloe McCarthy, 1 for Alexia Tucker, 4 rebounds for Andrea Sampson, 1 for Megan Langenfelter, and 1 for Kaylin Pendergrass. I apologize, I was not able to, unfortunately, get assists and steals and blocks due to the fact that I'm flying solo today as Tom is on assignment, but he will be back on Thursday for the game against Ullman, so we'll be back at full strength then. We're going to take one more break, and I'm going to name your Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. So you're listening to Galesburg Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM. That's WGIL and WGIL.com.
There aren't enough weekends in a lifetime for your hubby to fix all the little things that need attention around your house. Get it all done and done right by Courtright Construction of Oneida. No matter what you need done, they can handle it. See pictures of their work at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
MC Sport and More is the place to go showcase your school spirit with sporting goods merchandise, cool swag, and custom gear. Pre-made sweatshirts and t-shirts are readily available, or MC Sport can create custom apparel, trophies, or plaques. Now on East Main Street in Galesburg and South Main in Monmouth.
You need them for work. You need them for play. You live in your boots and you're hard on them, which is why you need brands that have stood the test of time, brands that are worth the price. You'll find them at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. They have an impressive selection of Red Wing and Timberland boots that'll keep your feet safe, comfortable, and dry. And they offer 15% off all boots every single day. Get old-fashioned service and boots you can live in. When it's time for new boots, it's got to be Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
The story wasn't more important than the truth to them. Congratulations to this reporter. Great job.
The Glenn Beck Program, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Well, ugly game for the Silver Streaks. They fall 45-23 to Lincoln and fall to 4-4. They're now 500 on the season. We have one bit of business left to do, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Unfortunately for the Streaks, there really wasn't anybody that really stood out. Yvonne Mixon would have been the closest, I suppose, other than the player I'm going to name. She scored the 4 points, and two of them, and a couple steals and a couple rebounds all came in that third quarter, but unfortunately it wasn't near enough. But on tonight, with an ugly game like this, we're going to go a little bit on the unconventional route. We're going to go with the freshman Lauren Livingston, as she scored her first two varsity points of her career. She was 1 for 3 from the field. She came in, played a little bit right there at the end. So Lauren Livingston is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. So an unfortunate evening for the Streaks. They fall to 4-4 on the season. Drop another rough game. They, as I said earlier, were outscored 19-5 in that fourth quarter, but it was realistically, it was the first quarter that did them in. They went down 14-5 in that first quarter. We'll be back on the air Thursday night, 6:06 for the pregame, 6:30 for the tip against Solomon. That's going to be live from Field Gymnasium. Boys, Bet Brad and Steve Cheeseman will be up at UT on Saturday, or on Friday, 7:06 pregame, 7:30 tip. Then Saturday, Tom and I will be back on the air at 1:06 pregame, 1:30 tip against Canton. That'll be also from Thiel. The boys have Morton Saturday night at 6:30 with a 6:06 pregame. And the Illini will finish out our few days of basketball there and our long day of basketball on WGIL with 3 games, as they'll play UNLV at 11 p.m. that evening. So it's going to be a late night for the Illini, who are coming off a couple rough losses themselves. So, again, Eric Gibson for WGIL, and unfortunately Tom was not able to be here as he was on assignment tonight, and so I had to fly solo, but we hope you enjoyed the broadcast, and unfortunately the outcome was not a pretty one. So again, back on the air Thursday night, Streaks fall to 4-4. I'm Eric Gibson, and this has been a presentation of Galesburg Silver Streaks girls basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL and WGIL.com.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.